Yes, so the Gemara says, "So Ashi Amar Bazar Shachal Truma Mishaloi the Korish Shiraim Shal Chaverah." So last the Kimpton the Gemara, the case of Zar Shachal Truma that is Kibbutz Rabbani point of Mechunim and Hakana. It's not where the moment is for the Truma itself. That's not the Idnuk, but it's talking about where he ate Truma. At the same time, he was Korish Shiraim Shal Chaverah. Says Rashi, the Korish Shiraim, the Shal Shavolo. While at the moment of the Achila, when it was Berlei the Tumma and it was Chayim Misa with Hashemayim, who's Kareish Shiraim Shal Chaverah? We have got the Misa Lab Mishum B'Mayim Yidin Nizek Asilei. And even though the Misa is not for tearing the Shiraim, the Chiy of Misa is for the Achila Satchuma. Nonetheless, this Kimlei with the Rab Minah. That line we'll come back to later. Says Rashi, V'sfir Lele Rav Ashi, Misa L'Zeh V'Tashumen L'Zeh Pota. Rav Ashi holds that Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlumen L'Zeh, even though the Misa and the Mammon are split, I'm going to use that word for short, Misa L'Zeh, Mammon L'Zeh, the Misa and the Mammon are split. Misa is to one, and the Mammon is to someone. The Misa is not, well, that's Rashi, Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlumen L'Zeh, so because here it's Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlumen L'Zeh, why is it Misa L'Zeh V'Tashlumen L'Zeh? Because the Tashlumen is to the Baal HaShiraim, and the Misa is not to the Baal HaShiraim. No sense is the Misa anything to do with the Baal HaShiraim. The Misa is for eating Truma. Tosis calls it, it's Misa L'Shamayim. But it's not somehow to satisfy the Baal HaShiraim. Says Rashi, Rav Ashi holds that that's still subject to Kimlei with the Rav Minah. Rashi makes it sound like that's controversial. The Rav Ashi holds the way, La Puke, that there are other people who don't. So what's Rashi referring to? So we'll see Tosis. Pirsha contrast the sfirle Rav Ashi the misa lezev tashlum lezev poter upolig ad derova the omer perakamidus and hedrin pliny baal bas pliny the huzmu nerogen umshalmin umshalmin mamun lezev nefashis lezev. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rava says in Sanhedrin that if you had edim were made pliny baal bas pliny, so they want to be chayiv misa and mamun because they want to be chayiv misa because it's nus. And they wanted him to chayiv mamon because it's a hefsed aksuva. And then they were huzmu. So Rava says they're nerogim umishalmim. They have both chiyuvim. I kimli drabinei. Says Rava, no, it's not kimli drabinei because it's misa lezev v'tashlum lezev. This is one of the gemaras, like three gemaras. The Tosis quotes eventually we'll talk about all of them, where we have this notion of misa lezev v'tashlum lezev. So they were talking about edim zaimim. The chiyuv misa is for the hariga. The chiyuv mamon is hefsed aksuva, and Rava says it's since it's split, misa lezev and mamon lezev, so there's no kimlei d'rabbanei. And Rav Ashi apparently and Rashi says that Rav Ashi is not like Rava. Now what does it mean over there, misa lezev and mamon lezev? First of all, who's the lezev? Just question: who are the persons involved? So Rashi over there learns the misa is the boil and the nevelis, the man and the woman. That's the misa. Because they're both going to get killed. And the mammon is the father. Because we're talking about a Naira Marasa. And a Naira Marasa, the ksuva goes to the father. She's an adult, she still gets killed. It's not a ktana. But the ksuva, after chuppah, so the chuppah, she's Yosem Shusavia, and the ksuva will not go to the father. But right now, she's only a Naira Marasa. Right now, the ksuva would go to the father. So that's how Rashi learns. Misa lezeh, mammon lezeh means the misa is the boil and the nevelis, the mammon is the father, and therefore two different addresses, and that's called a split. And therefore that's subject to kimlei b'dirabim. The Lashon Tosfos is not that way. The Lashon Tosfos is mammon labas yirotzu lehafzik ksuvasa u'nefashis lezeh shayim eshabaleh. So this that's very strange exactly. How Tosfos is learning the case. Why is the mammon labas? So let's take Tosfos as written. Mammon labas. So apparently Tosfos learns that we're not talking about a Naira Marasa. We're talking about maybe it's after chuppah. It doesn't say anywhere the words Naira Marasa. Rashi learns to talk about Naira Marasa. The earlier Gemara is talking about Naira Marasa. So Rashi learns, Rabbi didn't say the words Naira Marasa. It says it's plainly Baal Bas plainly. So maybe Tosfos learns not talking about a Naira Marasa. He's talking about a woman who already had chuppah. So therefore, the ksuva goes to her. But then, why isn't misa lezeh and mamon lezeh? So then, she has misa and mamon. So it's misa mamon le'echad. Why isn't misa lezeh and mamon lezeh? Where's the split? He's not Magda, the Mashal, the Mamshif, everybody grapples over what's exactly going on in Tosfos. Says the Mashal, in economy, he's Magi in Tosfos. Not Mamun Labas, but Mamun La'av. Shirotz La'afsin Loik Suvasa. It's Haka talking about Nayam Rasa. So the Mamun is to the father. Then the Mashal says, okay, but what about the next words in Tosfos? Nefosis lezeh shayimish shabayala. The tachiyah misa is the bayal. Why the bayal? Why not the nevelas? The mamun is to the father, and the misa is the bayal and the nevelas. Says the mashah, Tosfos wanted to include a case where she was a ketana. So therefore, she's not chayim misa. Either Tosfos is learning the Gemara is talking about a ketana, or the Mashal says maybe the Gemara is not talking about a ketana, but Tosfos wanted to embrace the Gemara. Rabba certainly was including the case where she's a ketana, says the Mashal, and therefore Tosfos doesn't want to talk about the misa of the bas. The bas may not be subject to chiyuv misa because maybe she's a ketana, so therefore he talks about the misa of the bayil. So the Rashashi asks on that. He says, "What are you talking about? She's a ketana." Then why is there a hefzik suba? Pita k'tana oynusu. The Gemara says that pita k'tana is mizana, then it's like an oynus. So then there's no hefzik suba. Anyway, that's the mess over here in Tosfos. So what does Tosfos want? So some want to say that maybe Tosfos holds when a k'tana is mizana that she taka lusa the k'suba. The Gemara says pita k'tana oynus. Pita k'tana oynus that she's not nerag. And that she's not also Labaila, it's perishing the word, she's not also Labaila. In that sense, she's not necessarily Labaila. But maybe the Ksuva, she nonetheless loses. This is a whole discussion in the Chayim. The Chayim talk about when a woman's Mizana, why would she lose the Ksuva? So there's two reasons. Rav Chanan talks about this. There's two reasons why when a woman's Mizana, she loses the Ksuva. First of all, she loses the Ksuva because by being Mizana, she was Gerim that she became also to the husband. Just like the Mashal Gemara says, if a woman was Nleider, to be also to the husband. She asked herself on the husband with a neder in such a way that it could be chal. So the Gemara says that she loses the ksuba. Because she's destroying the marriage by asking herself to the husband. So when a woman is mezana, she asks herself to the husband, so she's destroying the marriage. She loses the ksuba. But in addition, says Rav Chanan, when a woman's mezana, she loses the ksuba also because she's a peresis, she's a prusa. It's not better than if a woman was violated das yehuda, she loses the ksuba. The woman is yaitz tov of a shuk. She engages in behavior of pizza. She also loses the ksuba. So being mizana is ain lecha pizza's dolem mizul. So there's really two reasons why a woman might lose the ksuba when she's mizana. So here by a ketana, the reason that she's not answering herself to the husband because pita ketana oynus. But maybe the other reason, maybe the other kind of reason to lose the ksuba that it's a pritzus, maybe that applies even by a ketana. Maybe even a ketana, if she engages in pritzus, maybe she loses the ksuba. Maybe that's what Tosfos holds. That's very mechudish to say that. I mean, that would be a meridik chiddush. But maybe that's what it says here in Tosfos. The Tosfos said the ketana is mizana, she loses the ksuva. Agam she's not also to the husband. Pita ketana oynusu. But maybe she loses the ksuva nonetheless. And therefore, Tosfos is envisioning a case for some reason. I don't know why Tosfos is envisioning that she's a ketana. For some reason, Tosfos is envisioning the case in ksuva is that she's a ketana. And therefore, so the moment is to the father, and the misa is to the boyo. Yeah, once you're going to say that, then you don't even have to be Magin Tosfos Mamun La'av. You could be Garis Mamun Labas. Why not say that she was a Ketana after Chuppah, so she's Yotzim Shusaviyah, and the Mamun, the Mises to the Baal, and the Mamun is the Hershey, also Aksi the Ksuvasa.
Isn't it
Mashman
there that it's talking about a case of an Aramarasa, because coming off of the.
The previous Gemara is talking about Naya Marasa, but this Gemara doesn't say Naya Marasa. I mean, we're saying it's talking about a Ketana. Anyway, it's very not clear. But it does seem from somehow, it's Taka Mes. We're going to see later on in the Hemshech of Tosfos, it's also going to be, it does seem from Tosfos that Tosfos is envisioning that Gemara is talking about a Ketana. Because again, if it's not a Ketana, then it's not Misu Lezeh, Mamun Lezeh. It's Misu Mamun to the Ketana herself. If she's a Naira, so then she has misa. So why does Tosfos only talk about the misa of the boil? Why didn't Tosfos talk about the misa of the novellas? We'll see. Pretty late, a little bit later in Taisus, it's going to come back also to haunt us. This issue. Are we talking about a Tana? Are we talking about a Naira? But for the, So there is a Maram Shif. The Maram Shif wants to say, Pshat and Taisus, that La'olam, she has Misa too. But it's still called Misa Lezev and Maman Lezev, because as long as there's a Misa that's not to the, no, let's say the mammon is to her. The mammon is to her, and there's misa to her. But as long as it's also a misa labayil, so that's still called misa lezev and mammon lezev. Even though, in other words, she has both. She has misa and mammon, because she's a naira, and let's say it's after chuppah, so she has misa and mammon. But Taisus talks about the misa of the bayil, because it's the misa of the bayil that makes it misa lezev and mammon lezev. Granted, she has misa too, but her misa, and that's misa and mammon leechod. But since it's also a misa lezeh, since it's also a misa labayil, so therefore there's no kimlei b'dir avineh. But that's very hard and svar. What does that mean? So forget the misa of the bayil, but there's misa to her, and there's this misa to, on account of her, and there's mammon on account of her. So the misa that's on account of her should make kimlei b'dir avineh to pater from the mammon.
We're envisioning the Torah as something like one needle and tovea to something like that.
Right.
Then you can say, okay.
So it's based in will kill the Edom on account of the Baal, and they won't kill him on account of the Nivellus, and then they'll be able, that'll free them up to give their mom and maybe, I don't know. I think I saw somewhere that the Yad Raman in Sanhedrin also quotes this, mentions this far of the Maram Shif, obviously not in the name of the Maram Shif, and he says it doesn't make any sense to him. Says it's he doesn't like it either. Maybe. Anyway, so maybe you want to think about it. There is a Maram Shif.
It's not going to work in that over there. In the next part of Tosfos, it's not going to work. But Tosfos brings it up again. But he says, let's say
two mice. And Tosfos says it's two mice because it could be made on one without the other. So there's no. No, Tosfos says it's two mice because you can be made on the miso without being made on the mammon. Well, that's why we'll worry about it when we get there. So Taisus says, so Taisus explaining Rashi. When Rashi says that Rav Ashi holds that Misa Lezev, Mam Lezev Potter, that's Lapuki from Rava in Sanhedrin. And it's not so clear to me why Taisus picks up only on Rava in Sanhedrin. You have the same Gemara in the same Sugi in Sanhedrin. In the previous Amud, you have Rav Yosef said the same thing, that Misa Lezev, Mam Lezev is Chayim. Yosef still made a different case. Yosef is talking about a case, complicated case. Tosfos is going to talk about it a little bit later on. We have Eidei HaBaal were made that the wife was Mezana. So they want to be Mechayev and Misa and Mammon. Then Eidei HaAv come, and then Mazim the Eidei HaBaal. So they want to kill now the Eidei HaBaal, and they want to be Mechayev the Baal Knas, as Moshe Shemra. And then we're mazim the Eidei HaAv. So if Yosef says the Eidei HaAv are Nerogim and Mishalman, the Nerogim because they wanted to kill the Eidei HaBaal, and the Mishalman because they want to chayav the Baal Knas, Misa Lezeh or Mammon Lezeh. There's no kimlei b'dir avineh because it's Misa Lezeh or Mammon Lezeh. It's the same principle as Rava. So I don't know why Tosfos mentions Rava, that Rav Ashi is not like Rava. Rav Ashi is not like Yosef. If Yosef came before Rava, Amud before Rava. Any of them. Lakaponim, that's how he says explains Rashi. So Tosfos says, Vein near, he doesn't think Rashi is right. He doesn't think Rashi has anything to do with that discussion. You know. Dennis, that makes a problem. Did I mention yesterday?
Yeah.
The Marshal. Yeah. So Tosfos means it's. I hear you say maybe Taisus mentions Rava Kilu, even though it's the like Rava Kilu. I'm gonna have to read Taisus to be saying that Rav Ashi is not like, it's not like Rav Yosef either, but something even more surprising. It's not even like Rava, but Rav Ashi said in Afgamina that it's not like Rava, but it works for Rabbi. I hear maybe like that. Okay. Anyway, test Tosfos. Ein nira. So he says he doesn't think about. He doesn't agree with the whole premise. The I choshev achilas truma v'kriyas shirayim mamon zev and nefashas tzeh. If you're going to tell me that achilas truma kriyas shirayim falls under the definition of silas zev and mamon zev, because the mamon is to the bala shirayim, and who is the misa to? The misa Tosfos calls l'shamayim. It's chayim misa. Nothing to do with anybody. It's not a ben adam l'chaveri at all. It's zar shachal truma. And Rashi considers that to be an instance of misa l'zev and mamon l'zev. That Rashi considers that to be split. In Cain, tikshalei l'rova hodus nad b'aminiyah chesakad. V'hu shehid l'kis ha-godesh b'shabes potem neshanidim b'nafshe. That a surface ha-godesh, the Mishnah says that this kimoy d'ravin, he doesn't have to pay for the godesh because he's chayiv v'chil shabes. V'hayinu misa l'zev mishim shabes v'tashlom l'zev mishim godesh. According by Rashi's lights, according to Rashi's definition of what it means, misa l'zev and mamon l'zev, that Misa L'Shamayim and Mamon L'Zeh is called the split. So that's a case of Misa L'Zeh and Mamon L'Zeh. It's split. The Misa is L'Shamayim for Chil Shabbos, and the Mamon is for the Bala Godesh. So it's good for Rashi, but according to, but Rava holds it where it's split. You don't say Kimli Rabbani, but the Mishnah says you do say Kimli Rabbani. How could Rava be against the Mishnah? I'm sorry, I skipped something. El al korchach, choshev misa v'tashlumin le'echad hoyel v'lem ischayim misa b'shul odom el l'shamayim. Therefore, Tosfos says it must be that Rashi's whole premise is wrong. That's not called misa l'zeh v'mamon l'zeh. Misa shamayim and mamon l'zeh is not called. It's not a split. Tosfos later on is going to explain. But al kapanim, that's not a split. The split is only where it's misa to one person and mamon to another person. Misa l'shamayim u'mamon l'zeh is not a split at all. And therefore, this case, our case, our Gemara, that's not a case of Misa l'zeh u'mamon l'zeh. Because Misa l'shamayim u'mamon l'zeh. Misa l'zeh u'mamon l'zeh is reserved specifically for a case of, like for Eidim Zoymimim, where the Misa is for wanting to kill one person, and the Mamon is trying to be master somebody else's Mamon. That's called Misa l'zeh u'mamon l'zeh. The Rashba, when he paraphrases the Tosfos, he says, Reitseach and Eidim Zoymimim. That's Misa l'zeh u'mamon l'zeh. Somebody says, Reitseach. And at the same time, he was master somebody else, mamon, or somebody was an eidim zaymimim, was an eid zaymim, so he wanted to kill somebody, and he wanted to be master somebody else, mamon. That would be a case of misa zev and mamon zev. But misa l'shamayim is not called a split at all. So it's a few nekudos here. First of all, we'll see in a minute how Rashi might deal with this. But the way Tosfos understands Rashi, that Rashi holds misa l'zev and mamon, misa l'shamayim and mamon l'zev is. That misa l'shamayim and mamon l'echad is called a split. It's called misa l'zeh, mamon l'zeh. And it's subject to this machlekes between Rava and Rav Ashi. So Rabbi Krager asks, according to the way Tosfos now understands Rashi, so how come Rashi, and why did Rashi first wake up now? Already in the Rashi should have woken up by Zar Shechel Truma, the word at the beginning, Zar Shechel Truma. He ate Truma, and he also swallowed the Truma. So we said before, it's Kimli Rabbani. Why is it Kimli Rabbani? It's Misa L'Zev and Mamon L'Zev. The Misa L'Shamayim, Zah Shachal Truma, and the Mamon is for the Bala Truma. So how come all of us, why did Rashi wait to wake up now? So we'll see later, Behemshech, the way we defend Rashi, it'll answer that problem also, but the way Tosfos right now understands Rashi, that doesn't make a difference if it's Maisa Echad or Shnei Maisa, no, it's later on when we make Chilukim, Maisa Echad and so on. Right now, Tosfos doesn't have it. He took Rashi to not be distinguishing the Maisa Echad and Shnei Maisa. So this is Misa L'Zev and Mamon. So if Zar Shikara, if this is Misa L'Zev and Mamon L'Zev, it was for kids. So why is Rashi all in Rav Ashi? Is Rav Ashi not like Rav? The whole Gemara up to now is not like Rav. Yeah, that's a shtickle of ours. Rabbi Kegel says it there, so you can take a look. I'm just flagging it. But I want to say in the Tosfos also. So the way Tosfos understands now. Misa l'shamayim u'mamon l'zeh, that's not called a split. The split is only where it's misa to a person and mamon to a person. The misa to one person and mamon to another. Like Reitseach, it's misa to one person and mamon to another person. Or Eidim Zoymim, it's misa to one person and mamon to another person. So what does that mean? By Reitseach, the chi of misa is to one person, is to the nirtzach. Isn't the chi of misa by Reitseach also l'shamayim? Person kills somebody. The chiyuv misa is to the nirtzach. Chiyuv misa chayra. The chiyuv misa is not to the nirtzach. The chiyuv misa is because he didn't have air. No different in theory than the chiyuv misa of chil shabbos. What? So chayra, it says in this Tosfos says in this Tosfos, Taka Chiddush, how implicit in this Tosfos is that there's a notion floating around over here that the chi of misa of a reitzeach, or an ezoimah for that matter, is somehow to the nirtzach. He's chayiv is nafshe to the nirtzach. But that sounds very surprising. But the truth is, it's not so. The idea is out there. For example, there's a Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos talks about nimsa echem and karav apostle dusum b'teilu. Right, the halachas you had edim, so if one of edim was a karav or apostle, so he passes the whole kasa. So the Gemara asks in Makkos davov. In fact, the Gemara elam yata horug yatzel. Every time you have a reitzeach, the horug is apostle edus. So she should pass the whole edus as nimsa echem and karav apostle. So you can never kill a reitzeach because it's always nimsa echem and karav apostle. That's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara has a few teyuts, and one answer is he stabbed him in the back. So the Nirtzach never saw it coming, so he's not an Eid. And then the Gemara says that the Maskal Gemara, the din of Nimsa Echem and Karav Apostle is only the Eidim will come to Basin. But the Eidim Re'iyah don't pass it. So it doesn't matter that the Reitzach, the Nirtzach was the Horog was Apostle Eidus. He never came, obviously, to Basin to be made. If the Nirtzach would come to Basin to be made, then we'd have problems. But that doesn't generally happen. So that's the Gemara. But Tosfos discusses why is the Horog Apostle Eidus? Why is he apostle Eidus? He's not a, what is he? He's not a Karov, he's not an apostle. Why is he apostle Eidus? So Tosfos has two stories. One side in Tosfos is that he's apostle Eidus because he's a Sine. And even though the Emes we pass on the Sine is Kosher Eidus, so I guess I know him. So the Achayim explain, but Tosfos means, but this is a bigger Sine. You know, a regular Sine is not so, is Kosher Eidus, but the Horog is certainly a very big Sine. And that's already a higher level. So he's posel as Sinai. But then, Taisa has another teretz that he's posel as Baldova. Because he's a party to the Din Torah. His nafkamina is la halacha. The Gaon says in Simulam Gimel that it has a nafkamina, ladabe krebe ha-horuk, could they be made? If it's al Sinai, so the krebe ha-horuk, maybe they're not Sinai. There's no din that the curve of a sign can't be made. The sign can't be made. The brother of a sign can be made. But on the other hand, if it's house Baldova, so the crave Baldova apostle, that's the definition of a curve, that he's a curve to one of the Baldova. So it's a Shalom Ramah. There are more passings that the crave could be made. And the Goyin says that that's like the other Teres and Tosfos, that it's al Sinai. But according to Teres and Tosfos, that it's Baldova, then the crave of the Nitzah can't be made. Because they're craving to one of the Baldova. So what does that mean? Why is he Baldova? The Ritzach is coming to base, and we're killing the Ritzach because he violated an Aver of Ritzicha. Why is the Nirtzach a Baldova? Baldova means it's a dintar between two people. So they're the Baldova. You know, Reuven claims that Shimon owes him money, so those are the Baldova. He would be made, would be maimed the Ritzach Ladin. What does that have to do with the Nirtzach? I mean, no, he's a Baldova. Why is he a Baldova? If we're maimed somebody didn't for being Mechal Shabbos because he burnt down a Godesh, the Godesh is a Baldova. The Godesh is the Chefza that he used to be Michal Shabbos. The Nitzach is the Chefza that he used to be Avias Yiritzich. Why is he a Baldover? So you see in that Tosfos that there's a notion over here that the Nitzach is a Baldover, that somehow the Dintar is between the Ritzach and the Nitzach. And the emesis is what Yisuk was referring to before, that it could be this the whole idea of a Goyal Adam. What's the idea of a Goyal Adam? That the Nitzach has a Tfiyah, the Torah has a Tfiyah on the Nefesh Ritzach. So the Nitzach's not here to mud it. So that's the concept of a Goyal Adam. The Gemara has a lashon in Sanhedrin Lamed Gimel that if the Ritzach is Yotzu Zakai, then it's a chayva to the Goyal Adam. Whatever is a schus for the Ritzach is a chayva for the Goyal Adam. And there's a Ran in Sanhedrin, I don't remember now where, I'll find it. But there's a Ran in Sanhedrin who says a chiddush din that whenever you maimed a Ritzach ledin, b'mezid. Ritzach b'mezid, whenever the maimed ledin, the Goyal Adam, the Goyal Adam is Tevea him in Basin. The Goyal Adam comes to Basin and he makes the case to be Mechayim. Like whenever you have a Dintayr, you have the two Bali Dinim. So the Ran says, based on that Gemara, that whatever is a Schutz for the Ritzach is a Chayim for the Goyal Adam, the Ran says, a Chiddush Din, that a Ritzach be Mezid, there's a Dintayr between the Goyal Adam and the Ritzach. What is that? Because the Goyal Adam represents the Nirtzach. So, and this otherwise this is well apparent, there's some kind of dintar here between the Ritzach and the and the Nietzach. The Nietzach is a Baldin, and in a certain sense, the Ritzeach, maybe it's Lashon HaPasuk, Nefesh B'Nefesh. But the Ritzeach is paying his Nefesh, Tachas the Nefesh of the. I saw Lashon in one of the Rishonim, okay, now I can't remember where, that the Ritzeach has to be Meshalim Nashrei to the Nietzach. You should find it, because it's really a pretty striking Lashon. Where did I see that Lashon? Maybe here in the Shita. I have to go back and look for it. I heard an interesting Ha'ara. Al Derech Zeh. There's a... The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ritzeach. The Rambam says that there's a lav in the Torah, like, Sochas Einecho. Not to have pity on the Ritzeach. So Rashi says, so the Rambam says, it's based on a Yerushalmi, the Rambam says, what's the pshat in that lav? The lav is saying that Beis Din shouldn't say, why should we kill the Ritzeach? What are we going to gain? The Nitzach not going to come to life anyway, so it'll be Shnayim Harugim. The Torah says a special lav not to say that. The person will say, what's the point of having a death penalty? It's not going to bring the guy back. So this, it's pointless. The Torah says, no, Lesochas in Echolo. It's very hard to understand. What's the having? What's the svar of here? By Chil Shabbos, no such lav. Why do you say the same thing? You know, it says by Chil Shabbos you have to kill a Mechal Shabbos. Like Soches in Ech Olav Shalei Taimar Mata Elis Bari Gosei. It's not going to undo the Chil Shabbos. There's no such lav in the Torah. There's no such Hamin that anybody would say. It's a Chiv Misa. If we'll say that the Chiv Misa here is it's the kind of Nefesh B'Nefesh, so then I understand the Chiv is, he has to. It's like called Meyachecho Zayakim. The Nitzach here is Tevei the Nefesh. The Nitzach is Tevei the Nefesh Aritzeach. So basically, I might say, why should I? Not going to help the Nitzach anyway. The Nitzach is today, the Nefesh Aritzeach. Why should we, he's dead anyway, he's not going to bring him back. So why should we, why should we acquiesce to that? Why should we go along with that? It's going to be a net loss. If killing the Ritzach could bring the Nitzach back, I would understand. That would be a restitution. It would be like Moment Achas, it would be like Moment Achas Moment. But it's not going to help. The paying the Nefesh Aritzeach to the Nitzach is not going to bring back the Nefesh Aritzeach. It'll just be Shnayim Arugim. So Torah says a special lab not to make that cheshbon. No, the Aritzeach has to pay his Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Aritzeach, even though it doesn't bring the Nitzach back. So, you see, all of these things they can do to the same idea. It's not a foreign idea. The idea is out there. That we look at it, that in fact, Loshon HaPasuk, Nefesh Ben Lesochas and Echa, Olav Nefesh Ben Nefesh. It's a Pasuk Aritzeach, and Vayim Zoymi, I also have such a Pasuk. There's this notion out there that the Chiyuv Misa is to the Nirzach. So that's what Taish is saying. Taish is saying the din of Momen Lezeh and Nefashos Lezeh is where the Momen is Lezeh, like by Edom Zaymimim, or later on Taish talks about a Ritzeach, where the Chiyuv Nefesh is Nefesh B'Nefesh. He has to be Meshalem Nafshel Nirzach. And he has a Chiyuv Momen, he has to be Meshalem Momen to the Baal Momen, to the Nizik. So that's called Momen Lezeh, Nefashos Lezeh. The Momen is to one person and the Nefashos is to somebody else. The Nefesh is to somebody else. That's what Rav is talking about. That's called the split. Then Rav is Mecharish. You don't say Kimli Drabinet. But where's Lashamayim? To a surface HaGodesh. So that has nothing to do. That's not Misa Lezeh. That's Misa Lashamayim. That's a Misa. That's the way we always understand Chiyuv Misa. That's not payment to somebody. That's just a Chiyuv Misa B'Alma. A Chiyuv Misa B'Alma has Kimli Drabinet. That's not called. That creates Kimli Drabinet. No different than any other Chiyuv Misa. And therefore, an Agamara of Zar Shachal Tumah. Zar Shachal Tumah is a Misa Lashamayim. It's not a Misa to the Kohen. Even if you eat your own truma, it's chayim misa l'shamayim. It's nothing to do with the fact that it happened to belong to a kohen. That's misa l'shamayim. Misa l'shamayim. It doesn't. It's a regular kimli drabine, and it's not considered to be split. I suppose it could, but it's hard to hear why would that matter? Who cares what's the reason why I'm Chayim Misa? It's always the reason why I'm Chayim Misa is not because of the Chiyuv Mamon. Even Misa L'Shamayim, the Chiyuv Misa is not because of the Mamon. So what's the difference if the Misa is because of Chil Shabbos and the Mamon is because of this person, or the Misa is because of what I did to one person and the Mamon is because of what I did to another person? Why should that matter? People understand, no, it's a fundamentally different thing. Misa L'Zeh means it's Chayiv like that. I have to find that reason inside because it's very strong. He says, "Good misa lezeh means I'm chayiv l'shalom misa lezeh, and I'm chayiv l'shalom mamon lezeh." That's a kind of That's the kind that doesn't have a cumulative dominator. The mis and the moment are separated from each other. Okay, let's go on. I don't want to get too bogged down because we really need to see more of the picture. So fine. So the Maaseh Taisus is Kasha and Rashi. Rashi doesn't agree. Now we have Machlokes Pekisa. We have Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. What's the definition of Misa Lezev and Nefashos Lezev? Misa Lezev, Mama Lezev. Taisus learns Misa Lezev, Mama Lezev means specifically in the case of Retzeach and Edom Zaymim, where he's high of Misa to a person and Mama to a different person. But Misa Lezev, that's not called split at all. That's a regular Kimli Rabbinah. And therefore, there's no machlek. We don't have to see here a machlek between Rav and Ravashi. Ravashi is not talking about a case of misa lezeh, mama lezeh. On the other hand, Rashi learns that misa l'shamayim is also called misa lezeh, mama lezeh. It doesn't have to be specifically to a person. You have a chi of misa l'shamayim. If you have a chi of misa to one person and a chi of mama to another person, that's the Gemara's head, and that's certainly called split. The Rashi also, even if it's l'shamayim, the chi of misa is for achilas truma l'shamayim, and the chi of mama is because you were a kareya shirayim shel chaveri. That's also called that it's split, because the chi of misa at the end of the day has nothing to do with this person to whom I have the chi of mama. So Tais has a kasha from Seraphis HaGadosh. So what do you do with that? What's Rashi going to do with the mission of Seraphis HaGadosh? Why isn't that misa l'zeh, mama l'zeh? That's what we're holding. So Tais's answer is, the Ri wanted to defend Rashi. Part of the reason, but he wanted to defend Rashi. The choshev hocha misa lezeh v'tashlum lezeh. L'fishem beiz meisem achilas truma v'kriyas shirayim. V'chein yishonim v'chein pleni v'al bitay shal pleni hem beiz eduyes. Shal yecholim l'hoyed olav b'loy abas v'al abas b'loy olav. Pleni v'al nayam rasa. Pleni zinsel. Aber mat de godish a kol ba mei se echot le fikh khosh mishu vet mishu vet shlomen le echot. So he says that the whole machlokes mishu le zeh mamon le zeh is only by shnei meisim. There was one meisim was mechayev mishu, another meisim was mechayev mamon. So that's when we have this machlokes Rav and Rav Ashi. Do we say kim le ravene if it's mishu le zeh mamon le zeh? But where was our mei se echot? And I don't care that it's Misa L'zeh, Mama L'zeh. The fact that it's Maisa Echad is tantamount to being Misa L'zeh, Mama L'zeh. So first of all, just in the Havanah, the Pashut Havanah is, the Pashut of Shat, is that the idea of Misa L'zeh, Mama L'zeh is that the Misa can only pat to the Maman when there's some kind of tziruf between the Misa and the Maman. They can't just be two ships passing in the night. They have to be somehow connected. So that's the idea of Misa L'zeh, Mama L'zeh. Misa L'zeh, Mama L'zeh means they're not connected. The Chi of Misa has nothing to do with the Chi of Mama. If the Chi of Misa and the Chi of Mama have the same address, they're both to one person, because I was Adam Zoymanim and I wanted to kill her and be master of the Ksuba, let's say. So that would be. So then the Misa and the Mama have a tziruf. But where it's Misa L'zeh, Mama L'zeh, there's no tziruf between the Misa and the Mama. Says the Ri, that's only where it's not Maisa Echot. But where the Misa and the Mamon came, they Maisa Echod, so I don't care that it's Misa L'zeh, Mamon L'zeh, but the Maisa is Mitzarefin. There's two ways to be Mitzarefin. I have to be Mitzarefin, the Misa and the Mamon. They can't be just, you know, Chalukim Zeh Mizeh. They can't just be totally unrelated to each other. The Misa and the Mamon have to have some connection to each other in order for the Misa to pass to the Mamon. I'm saying just, but Pshut of the Pshat, maybe it's room for fancier Pshat, but I think this is the simple Pshat. So says the Ri, that's the issue of Misa L'zeh Mamon L'zeh. The issue of Misa L'zeh Mamon L'zeh is that there's a lack of tziruf between the Misa and the Mamon. Says the Ri, that's only true where it's two different Maisim. So if it's two different Maisim, what's going to be Mitzarefim? The Maisim can't be Mitzarefim. It's two different Maisim. And the Baal Din's not Mitzarefim because it's two different Baal Din. So that's Misa L'zeh Mamon. So then there's no tziruf and it's Taka split. And Rava says that there's no Kim L'drav in it. And Rav Ashi disagrees. But in a case where it's Maisa Echod, by Seraphis HaGodesh. Seraphis HaGodesh, Taka Misa L'zeh, Mamon L'zeh, the Misa L'shamayim, and the Mamon is to the Baal HaGodesh. But it was one, Alidei Maisa Echod Bolei, it's one Maisa Seraphis HaGodesh. So the Maisa is Mitzaref. This Maisa of Seraphis HaGodesh is Mitzaref, contains in it the Chiv Misa and the Chiv Mamon. So that links the Misa and the Mamon, and that creates Kimul D'Rabbinah. That's the Ri's answer. So how does this play out by Adam Zayim? Yes, yeah, so I said before, this is where it comes back to bite us, this issue of what's the case exactly by the Edom Zoymim. So the Ri says, by the Edom Zoymim, it's two Maisim. Why is it two Maisim? Because they really fundamentally, even though it's one Edus, plainly, bal bas plainly, but really it's two Edus, because he's really saying two different things. He's saying one Eidos Pliny Baal, Pliny was Baal and Eishes Ish. He didn't have to say who the Eishes Ish is. He could have been made Pliny was Mizana with an Eishes Ish, and Pliny would be Chayim Misa. Didn't have to specify who. So that's one Eidos that Pliny is Chayim Misa. The other is a separate Eidos that Bas Pliny was Mizana. That's the Eidos that's Mafsa the Ksuba. So the Mele, it's two separate Misa. Yeah, so here again, we come back to the problem. But one second, but the Eidos of just the Eidos of Pliny's Insa. It's not only an Eidos of Ksuba, that's also an Eidos in the Foshas. So why is it two Eidos? There's one Eidos of Pliny, but that's a separate Eidos. But this Eidos of Pliny's Zinso, Bas Pliny's Zinso, that itself is an Eidos that has in it Misa and Mammon. So that's one Misa.
He says she's married.
If there's a Hefzik Ksuba, she has to be married.
Well, in the future, she'll be getting less than 200 Ksuba.
No, that's not the case. They have to pay 200 zuz for the master of the whole ksuba, not 100 zuz because they were made that she's a bula. Then there doesn't. No. I don't believe so.
It's also only
that's how it says.
Yochayim
olav b'levas v'la bas b'le olav. Pliny bar nayim rasa. Pliny zinso. Yeah, about a pliny zinso. She was mazal kachas b'ayla. She's master of the ksuba. Doesn't mean they could be mizana that she they could be made that she's not a psula. I don't think so. Yeah. So again, but the chayim are busy with this. What's going on? So the chayim, the answer is that he's talking about a ktana. And we're back to the same thing. The place is envisioning a case of a ktana. But the gemara is talking about a ktana. So therefore, they're not being made misan her at all. It's two eduyas. Like Taisa said before, but do you can Taisa before? The Taisa understood the case that the person they're trying to kill is only the baal. So Taka to Eidus. Pliny was with the Baal. They were made in the Baal that he was Mizana. That's the Eidus of Miso. But the Eidus that's saying on her is not an Eidus of Miso at all, because she's a Ktana altogether. It's only an Eidus of Ksuba. And apparently a Ktana is Mafsid of Ksuba. Lemaisa Rashi. Yeah, let's say that's the Pshat. Lemaisa Rashi in Ksuvas. Rashi in Sanhedrin learns the Gemara of Farish Nathaway. That Mamal Miso Lazem, Mamal Lazem means the Miso is to the Baal and the Nivellus. And the moment is to the father. So that's already one mice. That's not two edus. The edus of bas of plainness zinso contains within it her chi of misa and the father's hefzad of chi. So the answer that the Ri gives to defend Rashi, it's not going to work for Rashi himself. Right? The Ri's answer for Rashi is. That again, what's the kash? The kash in Rashi is what do you do with Sarifas HaGadosh? According to Rashi, Misa L'Shamayim is called Misa L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh. So what do you do with Sarifas HaGadosh? So the re-answer is, no, that's different. It's a Maisa Echad. All the cases of Misa L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh were Shnei Maisa. Where it's Maisa Echad, that's not subject to the whole discussion. Because you have it Sirif Mitzara Maisa. So all the cases that are Misa L'Zeh Mamon L'Zeh, says the Re, those are all cases of Shnei Maisa. So Agamah is Shnei Maisim, I understand. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it's Shnei Maisim because the Eidus of Nefoshes is not the same. It's a different Maisa. It's a different Eidus than the Eidus of Miso. The Eidus of Nefoshes, rather, are different Eidus than the Eidus of Mammon. Okay, somehow we had a case where she's a Tana and it's divisible. But Rashi learns with Feir that she's a Naira and she's Chayiv Misa. And that's not what it means. Misa is the Mammon. Rashi says Misa is the Baal and the Nevelis. And the Mammon is the Av. So that's not two Maisim, that's one Maisim. So the Ri's answer for Rashi is not going to work for Rashi himself. And the truth is, it doesn't even work for the Ri, because Tosis goes on and says, he slugs the Ri up for another reason. But ain't the other Rashba, the Omer of Yosef, Kamen, and Sanhedrin, Havi Abal Adim Shizin, so Havi Av Adim Bezimu Lady Abal, Adi Abal Nerogan, Bezimu Shalman Moman, Chosu, Havi Abal Adim Bezimu Lady Av, Adi Av Nerogan, Shalman Moman, Moman Lazer, Pierce the Baal Shirot Slav Sida Ksuva, should be Knatsu, not Ksuva. Unafashis Laidim, Unafashis Laidim. Vahosam Alazoma Achas Bolem Akel. The Rashba is a bomb cash on the Reed. It's a Pella Otsum. What did the Reed think in the first place? It really goes back to what I said before. Taisha started with Rabbi. Why did he start with Rabbi? He should have started with Rav Yosef. If Taisha would have started with Rav Yosef, the Reed would have never gotten off the ground. The Reed answered Rabbi. The Rabbi is Shnei Maisim because it's two Eduyos, because they could be made on the Baal without being made on the Bas, and they could be made on the Bas without being made on the Baal. So that's Rava, but there's another Gemara, the very same sugya, right in Omer before, as I told you before, Rav Yosef says the same Yisoid, Misa L'Zeh, Mamon L'Zeh, but the case that Rava is talking about is an Eidus that is absolutely not divisible. Because the Eidus was Imanu Ha'isim. That's the whole Eidus. The Eidei Ha'bal, the Eidei Ha'av are made about the Eidei Ha'bal that Imanu Ha'isim. And with that Eidus of Imanu Ha'isim, they're Mechayiv the Eidei Ha'bal and the Foshus. And they're Mechayiv the Baal to pay Knas. And when they're Husum, they get killed because they wanted to kill the Eidei Ha'bal. And they have to pay Knas because they wanted to be Mechayiv the Baal Knas. That's Moshe Shema. And the Gemara calls that Misi L'Zev and Mamon L'Zev. Ayis Maise Echad. That's Mamish Maise Echad. Imanu Ha'isim. How can you divide it? So you see that even in a Maise Echad, that's still called Misi L'Zev and Mamon L'Zev, and the Maise is not Masarif. So it's a Pircha on the Svar of the Ri. And the Chor, the Ri himself retracted, because we'll see later on, in the bottom, the Ri says, when we talk about the Vlodas, the Ri himself doesn't seem to come back to the Svar. He seems to have abandoned it. Yes, I'm a Shapella. What did we think in the first place? What, he knew the Gemara about Rabbi, didn't know the Gemara about Rabbi Yosef. So I don't know what to do. What's the pshat in that? But the emes is that L'chor Rashi himself really addresses Tosfos' oppression, because what did Rashi say by us? Rashi said B'kor Shirayim B'shoshu B'ilo. So what was that line? We glossed over it at the time. I said we'll come back to it. That even though the chiyum misa not because of the moment on nizik. What does he mean? He means lapuki. Which case? The previous case. In the previous Gemara, Zash Ochal Truma, where the chi of Misa was for the eating the Truma, and the chi of Mammon was for being Mazik the Truma or being Geizel the Truma. So the chi of Misa was Mishum Memoina the Nizik. The chi of Misa is for eating the Truma, and the Truma itself is the Memoina the Nizik. In Rav Ashi's case, the chi of Misa is for Achilus Truma, but that has nothing to do with Memoina the Nizik. The Memoina the Nizik is the Shirayim. So Rav Ashi says, in the previous case, the chi of Misa was Mishum Memoina the Nizik. But in Rav Ashi's case, the Chiyum Misa not Mishum Emayna the Nizik. Nonetheless, Rav Ashi holds that that's still called Kim and the Rabin, eh? The Sover Rav Ashi, Misu Lezeh, V'mamon Lezeh, Chayef. I think that what Rashi is saying over here, the Mashmois in Rashi is, you know, I remember I asked you before, why did Rashi wake up now, Rav Gregor's Kasha? Why did Rashi wake up all of a sudden now? Misu Lezeh, V'mamon Lezeh. How come it didn't bother him in the previous Amud? When we talked about when the chi of mammon was for the achilas truma, it's also misa l'zeh mammon l'zeh. The misa was is l'shamayim for achilas truma, and the mammon is for being mafsid the kohen. That's also the chayim misa l'zeh mammon l'zeh. And Rashi didn't say anything. All of a sudden, now he gets to Rav Ashi and he wakes up. The son of Rashi misa l'zeh mammon l'zeh potter. Should have said it before. Yeah. So if you say like the read that a ma'ase is mitzarf, we'd say before it was a ma'ase echad. Now it's not a ma'ase echad. But the read breaks down from the gemara. The read breaks down because the gemara Sanhedrin is a ma'ase echad. So Tosfos himself rejected the read. It worked in Rava, it didn't work in Rav Yosef. And according to Rashi, it doesn't even work in Rava. So that's not going to help us. So it's funny in Rashi. How come Rashi woke up now? Why didn't he wake up before? Teretz is Rashi himself is telling me why he didn't wake up before. In the Gemara before, the Misa was Asya Machmas Mamayna Denizik. In Rav Ashi, the Misa is not Misha Mamayna Denizik. And apparently Rashi holds that when the Misa is Misha Mamayna Denizik, then I don't care that it's Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh. That's not called Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh. The issue of Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh is only when the Misa is Lav Misha M'mayna D'Nizek. Then there's a need in this Misa of Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh. In other words, in the case of Truma, Rashi holds, that's not an issue of Misa L'Zeh Mammon L'Zeh. In the case of Gemara before, where the Tashlumin is to the Kohen, the Baal Truma, so the Misa is Machmas M'mayna D'Nizek. It's true, the Misa is not to the Nizek. It's not Misa, it's not a Ritzeach. He's not Mischayim Nafshe to the Kohen. He's mischayv nashel l'shamayim because he's zar shachal truma, but it's still called the misa's machmas m'mayna d'nizik. At the end of the day, why is he chayv misa for eating truma? Who's truma? The kohen's truma, and who's the nizik? The kohen. That Rashi calls misa is asil. That's the case where misa is asili machmas m'mayna d'nizik. And then apparently Rashi holds, then we don't have to deal with the issue of misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh. But here it's the misa's lav misha m'mayna d'nizik. So all of a sudden says Rashi, oh, it's misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh. So Rashi misa l'zeh mamon l'zeh potter. And if you'll notice, in Gemara Sanhedrin, maybe Maisa Echod, but the Misa is not Misha M'mayna D'Nizek either. Because the Chi of Misa is not because of the Ksuva. The Chi of Misa is not for being master of the Ksuva. The Chi of Misa is for being Mizana, or the Chi of Misa is for trying to kill somebody with the false Eidus that they were Mizana, or that they were made about somebody that were Mizana, whatever the various cases are. The Chi of Misa there is never Machmas M'mayna D'Nizek. The chiyah misa is not because of the hefzad aksuva. So that's exactly, that's the key. I think according to Rashi, that's the key. That's the substitute for ma'isa echad. The reason eitz over here was that misa lezeh, moment lezeh only when it's not a ma'isa echad. But when it's a ma'isa echad, then the ma'isa is misarif. And apparently Rashi holds, that's not going to work. That's not good in Rav and not even good in Rav according to Rashi. That's a dead end. Rashi has a different answer. That the misa lezeh, moment lezeh is only an issue when the misa is not mishum, is not machmas hamamon, but where the misa is machmas hamamon, then there's no problem with misa lezeh, mamon lezeh. So I think it's mefurish in Rashi. That's what Rashi's saying. So what's the havon? So for the time being, at least, I don't know if it's going to be remain, you know, yom and rabim, but for the time being, I would say the pashat havon is al derech we said in the read. What do we say in the read? That the misa lezeh, mamon lezeh is only a problem where it's not a ma'is echad, because when it's a ma'is echad, the ma'is is mitzar. Because the whole problem misa lezeh mamon lezeh is that there's no tsirif between the misa and the mamon. But where it's ha'idei ma'is echad, said the read, the ma'is is mitzar. So now the misa and the mamon now are connected to each other. That Rashi doesn't hold, doesn't work. But Rashi is a different kind of tsirif, where the misa is machmas hamamon, then the mamon is mitzar. Since this truma is the cause of the chi of misa, and it's the cause of the chi of mamon. So the misa, the truma itself, is mitzaref, the misa and the mammon, that they have a connection with each other. And that's called, and therefore this kimeli d'rabbanit. That has nothing to do with misa lezeh mammon. That's not subject to the issue of misa lezeh mammon lezeh. Misa lezeh mammon lezeh is only where it's not, where the misa is not, where the mechayiv misa is not the mammon itself. The mammon is the ksuva. And the chiyuv misa is because of the znusur, because they ate the sheker and the znusur, or whatever it was. So there it's not machmas mammon kasio. So it lacks in sirif. So then we have a discussion. But there could be a sirif mitzad the addressee. You know, if you're mechayev misu mamon leechod, if the person to whom you chayev the misa is the person to whom you chayev the mamon, then that will be mitzarif. But where it's misu l'shamayim and mamon leacher, or misu lezeh and mamon lezeh, then there's no sirif there either. That's the machlokes, Rav and Rav Ashi. Meilz kotoses kasha from sirif is a godish. By sarif as a godish, the misa is taka machmas mamon and the mimayna denizim. The chi misa is for being sarif. The chi misa, the chil shabbos is for doing what? For being maver as a godish, and the godish is the mimayna denizim. So the godish is mitzarif, just like the truma. The truma is mitzarif. The chi of misa and the chi of mamon to the kohen. So the godish is mitzarif. The chi of misa for chil shabbos and the chi of mamon of the for paying for the godish. I think this is emes lamita. I mean, this is certainly what it says in Rashi. I'm not sure that this is going to be the havon in Rashi. This thing they're saying about sirf. Maybe b'hemshich we'll see other havonas in Rashi. But as far as it goes, I think it's mefurish in Rashi. The Rashi's telling that's exactly what Rashi is doing. That's what Rashi's at pains to say. Afal gav the chiyuv misa lav mishum lav machmas mamon is a kasya. He's saying as opposed to the previous gemara. In the previous gemara, the chiyuv misa was machmas mamon and the nizik kasya. The chiyuv misa was for the truma, and the mamon and the nizik was the truma. Says Rashi, that's different. Then there's no problem. But here in Ashi's case, Korosh Shirayim, the Chiyuv Misa is not Mishum Mimoina Denizik. So there's no Tzir from Mitzad the Mimoina Denizik. So then already it becomes an issue. Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh, says Rashi, Kasov Rashi, Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh Potter, and on that Rav is Chaylik. So it comes out, we have a machlokes between Rashi and the way we have like three sheets, except that the re is abortive. Taisa's sheet is that there's no such thing as tzirif. I mean, there's no extraneous tzirif. It has to be misa mamon leechod. And otherwise, there's no kimli rabbinate, according to Rava. But Taisa just says that l'shamayim is not called laachar. L'shamayim is not a split. But so l'shamayim doesn't count. L'shamayim is like to everybody. That's not called acher. That's not called misa lezeh mamon lezeh. L'shamayim is I don't know exactly what the havan is, but l'shamayim, that's not called a split. Misa lezeh mamon lezeh. Misa l'shamayim and mamon lezeh is not a split at all. But where you have a split, misa with one person and mamon to another, there's no other tzir. No other tzir is going to help me. And that's why Taisa mechir from Sarif is a godish. That's not going to call misa lezeh mamon lezeh. Then we have the sheet of the re. That even if it's that the sheet of the re in defense of Rashi, that a mice is misarif, a mice echad is misarif. The issue of misa lezeh mamon lezeh when you don't have the sirif of the mice, but when you have the sirif of the mice, then the mice is misarif, and that's what's going on by sirif hasagodesh. Sirif hasagodesh is misa lezeh mamon lezeh l'chora, because Misal Shemayim is also called Lizeh, it's also called the split, but the Godish is Mitzar, the Mais is Mitzar. But that breaks down because it doesn't work in Rav Yosef in Sanhedrin. But then we have a third sheet, I think Rashi Asma, it's Meduik and Rashi, that Rashi holds that Misal Lizeh, Mamon Lizeh is where there's no Tzirif Mitzad the Mamon. But when the Chi of Misa is Machmas Mamon Ka'asya, then the Mamon is Mitzar, and then again we get out of the issue of Misal Lizeh, Mamon Lizeh. It's similar to Rehan in the Shabbat. See later on, maybe you know, play with the Lumbus. But in the Cheshbon, it's certainly similar to the Rehan that the issue of Misa Lezeh and Mama Lezeh is only where there's a lack of some other Tziruf. When you have some other Tziruf, according to the Rehan, Tziruf Ali Dei Maisa, according to Rashi, Tziruf Ali Dei HaMaman, then that will hold the Misa and the Mama together and prevent the problem of Misa Lezeh and Mama Lezeh.
Okay.
Ready? Ready?